Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. For most people, when they see a cow, they just see a cow. When they see a field of produce, they just see a field. For farmers and ranchers, we see much, much more. We see nutrition, and we want that nutrition to get to the people who need it. We see nothing less than a miracle. The miracle that seeds, rain, sun, animals, and the farmer's care can turn an empty field or pasture into the source of human survival. We see months of hard work by our farm families and employees, work that's only meaningful if it results in feeding our fellow citizens. It's difficult to dispose of milk or plow under a crop because there's no market for it. We think of all that nutrition going to waste instead of feeding people. To many farmers and ranchers, we have had to experience that in the past few weeks as the market for what we produce has shrunk due to COVID-19. Sure, grocery stores are as busy as ever as Americans cook more, but most of the food that was destined for restaurants and school cafeterias no longer has a home. Almost overnight, one-third of the country's milk demand dried up. It's costly and difficult to retool a processing plant for retail. A 5-pound wheel of cheese or a 10-gallon bag of milk can't be sold at your local grocery store. The near closure of America's $800 billion-plus restaurant industry is hurting demand for beef, chicken, pork, farm-raised fish, and seafood, and almost all fruits and vegetables. About 80% of the tomato crop in Florida alone usually goes to restaurants. So what can be done? We are seeing farmers and ranchers' ingenuity go to work to get the nutrition we are proud to grow to people who need it. Drive-through farms and farmers' markets are popping up. U-Pick options have increased, and farmers and food banks are working together to feed the hungry. Many farmers and ranchers already had great relationships with their local food banks. In fact, over the past few years, through our Harvest for All program, Farm Bureau members have donated more than 306 million pounds of food, $7.8 million, and 179,000 volunteer hours to groups fighting hunger in their local communities. Now, with the new challenges we all face, farmers and ranchers are ready to do even more. Food banks are reporting anywhere from a 40% to 100% increase in demand. However, the reality is it costs money to harvest, pack, and transport food. Money that many farmers and ranchers simply don't have in the wake of a trade war, weather disasters, and back-to-back years of prices below the cost of production. We need help in order to help others. A couple of weeks ago, the American Farm Bureau Federation and Feeding America, the nation's largest network of food banks, sent a joint letter to the Agriculture Department suggesting a program to help offset the cost of getting fresh foods, nutrition, to people in need. And our timing could not have been better, as we learned that USDA was thinking of and working on the same issue. It's gratifying that USDA's initial plan includes $3 billion to empower the food system to find its solutions, which was the heart of our request. We will also need regulatory flexibility to ensure that packaging, storage, and transportation requirements don't get in the way of getting nutrition where it is needed. We know USDA is committed to helping us help food banks. It fits Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue's philosophy of doing good and feeding everyone. And we are grateful to our partner, Feeding America, for helping us start this very constructive conversation with USDA. Quick action is needed. Every day that passes, fresh milk, vegetables, and other produce are lost. The Farm Bureau family is committed to doing whatever we can to help ensure no one goes hungry, just as we've been doing for years. We're proud to be #StillFarming, providing nutrition for all who need it. To provide immediate financial assistance to farmers and ranchers impacted by COVID-19, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act provided the Secretary of Agriculture with an immediate $9.5 billion and the Commodity Credit Corporation with a $14 billion replenishment, which will be available in July. On April 17th, the Agriculture Department unveiled details of the much-anticipated CARES Act assistance package for agriculture, which includes $16 billion in direct payments to farmers and ranchers and $3 billion in food product purchases for distribution. The direct payments will financially assist producers with additional adjustment and marketing costs resulting from lost demand due to COVID-19. USDA will partner with regional and local food distributors in areas where the workforce has been significantly impacted by the closure of many restaurants, hotels, and other food service entities to purchase $3 billion in fresh produce, dairy, and meat. USDA will start by buying an estimated $100 million per month in fresh fruits and vegetables, $100 million per month in a variety of dairy products, and $100 million per month in meat products. The Agriculture Department's recent prospective plantings report, conducted during the first 2 weeks of March and prior to the impact of COVID-19 on the farm economy, revealed that farmers intended to plant 97 million acres of corn this spring, up 7.3 million acres, or 8% from 2019, and the highest since 2012. Since corn farmers were surveyed, COVID-19 has changed the outlook for the global and farm economies and led to sharply lower ethanol and corn prices across the U.S. The outlook for corn specifically was updated in the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report released April 9th, and USDA reduced corn use for ethanol during the current marketing year by 375 million bushels and pushed ending stocks higher by 200 million bushels to 2.1 billion bushels. Given that USDA projects record corn yield in 2020, the increase in planted area combined with reduced ethanol demand will push corn stocks to their highest levels since the 1980s. To offset COVID-19-related demand destruction, fewer corn areas are needed in 2020. Just 14 days after enrollment opened for the Paycheck Protection Program, the $349 billion appropriated for the program was depleted. The speed at which funding was exhausted astounded even those administering the program. A prime example, on April 3rd, when the application window opened for all small businesses except independent contractors and self-employed individuals, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin predicted the funds would last through June 6th. The quick depletion had little impact on farmers and ranchers who, according to Small Business Administration statistics, made very limited use of the program. There are several reasons for this, which need to be addressed if and when Congress appropriates additional funding for this program. Illinois Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Illinois Veterinary Education and Training Loan Program. Loans are available to students attending any accredited College of Veterinary Medicine in the United States and who are focused on Illinois food animal medicine. The IVET program helps offset the high cost of veterinary education. The program loans up to $40,000 to as many as 3 veterinary students each year. Loans are made over a period of 2 to 3 years. IVET awards recipients a $1,500 stipend during their 4th year in school to help pay expenses associated with clinical rotations. Loans are repaid over 5 years, during which graduates must commit to working in a food animal practice that services Illinois livestock producers. Applications are due May 15th and can be found online at www.ilfb.org/IVET. The selection committee will interview applicants in spring 2020 in Bloomington. Successful applicants will be notified by mail. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.